Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in today. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio, and my name is Susan F. Rosario. I am the host of this show, Faith Walk Radio, and I am here every week sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. It is the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. We cannot compromise this word. The good news today on this show is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And here it is, folks. The way is a path, which is an entrance to a way of life. And the truth is your roadmap, your blueprint on how to live on that path. And of course, life is eternal. Yes, life is eternal forever in paradise with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You got it? So again, the good news today is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you don't believe me, let me give you a scripture you can stand on and meditate today. And that is Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. And here is the good news scripture for today. It talks about the narrow way of life. And let me find it and share that with you really quick. It states, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." So are you going to be one of those individuals that find life today? I have confidence and the utmost faith that you will find life through these scriptures and through this word today. Again, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. So moving on, remember to enter by the narrow gate, because the narrow gate, which in my opinion is a way of life, although it is absolutely difficult. However, the scriptures tell us that difficult is the way which leads to life. So life is difficult, but it will lead to life. So the right way is hard sometimes because there is so many worldly distractions that keep us guessing. But if you don't go weary in doing good, it will lead you to life. It will lead you to heaven on earth, a life in heaven with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So again, the good news today is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Again, really quick, the way is a path. It is an entrance to a way of life, the holiness way of life. Life means today, forever in paradise with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Woo! I have a message for you today. So listen up and learn how to walk the talk today and do the work and be saved. The title of the message today is Why Jesus? Yes, why Jesus? And I am going to tell you why. Scripture of the day comes from the book of John, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Thought of the day is this: when we die to the flesh, it opens the door to life. So the other thing to be very careful of is the door you choose to walk through in life, the door you choose to open up and live by in your life, a door you open until your life is an entry point. Those things, those doors, those situations that you live by and you open up, an entrance into a mindset that can lead you to carnality or to spirituality. You make the choice. So in more simple words, can lead you to life or death. In the spiritual sense, life forever or death forever. Again, don't take my word for it. Romans 8, 5 through 8 says it best. It states, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God." Wow, right? I get so excited when I talk about the Word of God, because it is life to my soul. It is life to my bones. It is life to my spirit. The Word of God is our roadmap, our blueprint to one day live in eternity, to one day live in life with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ forever. However, life on this earth today, victory on this earth today. You got it? So as I said at the top of the show, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That is the good news today. And the way is a path, which is the entrance to a way of life. And the truth is our roadmap, folks, our blueprint on how to live, what to do, how to conduct ourselves. You see, the key is to make sure you are on the right side of the road. Make sure you are on the right side of the truth, which means living God's truth, not debating or finding fault in the truth, but simply living the truth. Because as the Word of God says, the truth will set you free. So again, listen up and learn how to walk the talk and do the work and be saved today. So yes, learn how to walk the talk, do the work, and be saved. Now, let me move on. As I said, I have a great message for you today. The Lord has filled my spirit today with His Word, and I just got to get it out and get it to you really quick. So let me move on to the main message here in scriptures before I run out of time. Again, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario. For those tuning in for the first time, welcome to Faith Walk Radio. You can always visit my website at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Send us a prayer request. We are here 24/7 to pray over your requests as they come in. We love it. We enjoy it. We love standing in the gap for you. Again, the title of the message today is Why Jesus? Yes, why Jesus? And if you don't know, take a look at the scripture of the day for yourself. And the scripture of the day comes from the book of John, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. And it says really quick here, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So, if you are still wondering why Jesus today, I want to read that for you again. Verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So really quick again, verse 9, I am the door. The door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and he will go in and find pastures. So here it is. If you enter by Jesus, again, verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and he will go in and find pastures. So if you enter the door, folks, enter by Jesus means to open the door, meaning give Jesus a chance. Let Jesus known as the Holy Spirit in your heart in order to access, or let me say activate, a way of life. Activate God's plan for your life. That is the only activation you are going to need. Because when you enter the door, which is the Jesus way of life, that is only activated through His Son, Jesus Christ, because you can't get to the Father unless you go through Jesus. So again, to a way of life through Jesus Christ. You follow me? So if anyone enters by me, the scripture says, by who? Well, by Jesus. So if anyone enters by Jesus, they will be saved. As it states in verse 10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So the big, big message in this scripture today is this, life more abundantly, period. Yes, life more abundantly. I want to talk about that for a few minutes again. Verse 10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Another point to the scripture today, folks, is this. The world will steal, kill, and destroy your mind. Every positive thing in your life, the world will destroy it. But the Word of God says today, when you enter a life with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, you activate that abundant life. The definition of abundant is existing or available in large quantities. So here it is. So abundant means plentiful, overflowing, lavish, rich. So we are rich in life when we turn from our wicked ways and change. That's another word of the day. Change. You have to be willing to allow the word of God to change you through his son, Jesus Christ. Let me read verse 9 really quick again. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and he will go in and find pastures. 10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So the word here is that Jesus has come that we may have life, but not just having it, have it more abundantly. I mean, how rich is that spiritually? That's like beyond my imagination. I have come that they may have life. So we may have life. We are rich with life. And that they may have it more abundantly. So rich abundantly? Wow. The scripture does say he will bless you above all that you can ask or think. So your mind cannot fathom what the Lord is capable of doing for you. So we are rich folks and need nothing when we walk through the Jesus door. And the Jesus door, that way that leads you to life, to the abundant life with God today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Yes. I have to take a break here shortly. Before I do, another scripture that says it better than I can is John chapter 14, verses 6 through 10. I know it's a lot of scriptures here, but I got to get this in because it's so powerful and it's connecting my thoughts here. It states really quick, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Again, very powerful scripture. And as I said before, how to walk the talk, do the work, and be saved? Walk through the door. Simple. Walk through the door called Jesus. You got it? I want you to think about something during the break. What would have become of you and I if God had not sent Jesus into the world as a liaison to free us, to feel what we feel, to hurt like we hurt, to teach us the word of God in the flesh? What would have become of you and I? Well, it's very plain and clear to me. We would not have had a second chance at life, but the Lord sent a Savior into the world to save us, to free us from bondage, to free us from everyday sin, to free us from all those things that hold us shackled up in our mind, shackled up in our spirit, causing our soul to be on the line. Think about that during the break. I will be right back to conclude today's message. Give my final thought. Hold tight, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hello, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I want to take this opportunity to invite you all to join me online for 30 days for a Faith Walk Daily Devotional every day for 30 days beginning April 6th. All you have to do is log on to faithwalkradio.com and join the movement. The next step is to take a few minutes every day and begin setting your hopes and dreams in motion. Again, I want to invite you to sign up at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com, and join the Faith Walk Daily Devotional Movement online, again beginning April 6th, for 30 days, and see just how putting your faith to work will produce positive results. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So act now and join the movement. Go to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com, and sign up to be a part of the Faith Walk Daily Devotional. Again, sign up today at faithwalkradio.com.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back on the other side of the break. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario. Again, I am here every week, excited to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And the good news I share with you today is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The title of the message today is Why Jesus? Yes, why Jesus? Scripture I am teaching on today comes from the book of John, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. I will read it again really quick. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Before the break, I asked, are you walking the talk? Are you doing the work? Are you truly safe from yourself, from this world, from all the things that keep you in bondage? Is that you today? Or are you doing the work, meaning are you practicing what you preach? Are you living your life on the down low, meaning are you practicing what you preach, or are you living your life on the down low? Are you doing those things that are not acceptable as you live and exist in the kingdom of God? Or are you on that straight and narrow road, the path that leads you to that way of life through the Jesus door? Is that you today? You have decisions to make? My final thought of the day is this. The door that gives you access to a good life today, tomorrow, and forevermore is the door that will take you to peace, joy, forgiveness, above all to a place of pure love and respect for yourself, family, friends, associates, even a complete stranger. Again, Jesus says in John 10:9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and he will go in and out and find pasture. So again, I ask before I go, are you saved today? Are you truly saved by God? If that is you, then here is what you can expect in your life today, knowing and going and traveling down that Jesus door is Deuteronomy 28. Bear with me here. It's a few scriptures that talks about blessings on obedience. Beginning at verse 1, I'll read really quick through verse 9, so bear with me. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall you be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock. Blessed shall be your baskets and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall be you when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies to rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessings on you in your storehouses, in all that you wish to set your hands, and he will bless you in the land which your Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he swore to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Ooh. So again, are you walking in the Jesus way today? Have you entered through that door? Yes, have you entered into that door that gives you access to a good life today, tomorrow, and forevermore? Think about that. I need to take a short break. Here's a song I want to play titled Faith Walk. It is the theme song of the show. I wrote it and recorded it just for you to encourage you along your faith walk with the Lord. Take a listen to Faith Walk. I will be right back.
Stone by stone, brick by brick, please build. I'm not alone.
Back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back again. Finally, I need to say goodbye just for today. I will be back next week, same time, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. I've had a great time in the Word of God today. I hope you've been ministered to. I hope you've been given encouragement. I hope you've been given insight into why Jesus. Why choose Jesus today? If you don't know, I'll tell you again, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can get to heaven. No one can get to the Father except through Jesus. The door is Jesus. Choose Jesus today. I will be back next week, as I said. Remember, you can go to my website any time of the day, faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Or you might just want to listen to archive messages or to the music. Either way, Faith Walk Radio is here for you 24 hours of the day. Again, visit faithwalkradio.com and be changed. Until next time, remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.